its current state on 90.5 WKAR. Do you tend to see the glass half full or half empty? Do you wish you could see it fuller sometimes? Well, according to a new study in the Journal of Abnormal Psychology, there seems to be a lot more at play than just telling yourself to look on the bright side. The study by Jason Moser, who's an MSU assistant professor in psychology, is the first to show that brain activity is actually different between positive and negative thinkers. And Dr. Jason Moser is here to discuss his recent findings. Welcome to Current State.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what you looked at in this study and how you conducted it.
Well, we were really looking at the brain activity of people who report in their daily lives that they tend to think positively about things or objectively about things versus people who report saying, I generally worry, I generally think about the worst possible outcome. And we brought those people who say that about themselves on questionnaires when we asked them these things into the lab, and we asked them to watch pretty nasty pictures actually on our computer screen while we record their brain activity. And we wanted to see what happened to their brains, these different types of people, when we when we specifically asked them to look on the bright side of these pictures. We said, when you see these pictures, try to think of a positive outcome. So if you see a woman standing there at knife point with a masked man, think about her breaking away to safety and running away. Hmm. And we asked both of these types, all of these types of people really, to do that. And when we looked at their brain activity, there was really big differences between people who said in general they think positively versus people who think negatively.
How do you know whether the so-called negative thinkers were just in a bad mood the day that you did the test? I mean, they're supposedly chronically kind of thinking on the dark side.
Absolutely, yeah. These are people for whom this pattern of thinking is really stuck in place.
And you can tell how people are feeling? How do you measure that?
So in the brain, we're measuring electroencephalogram, or EEG. This is just the electrical activity that naturally goes on in your brain. And when we look at that, we can look at different patterns of brain activity when people look at these pictures. And what we saw is the emotional brain, this emotional brain signal we could get, was really quiet in the positive thinkers, but it was really loud and really very, very large in the negative thinkers. So they kind of went in complete opposite directions when we were actually expecting everyone, when they were looking on the bright side, to quiet down their emotional brain. But it was the really worriers or these negative thinkers whose brain actually lit up even more when we were trying to say, think positively. So it was kind of this backfiring effect we saw.
Hmm. You showed that it was difficult then for negative thinkers to come up with a positive outcome from this disturbing image. But were they able to do it if they tried hard enough? I mean, was the level of effort a factor here? Did you measure that in any way? Look at that.
Yes, we did. We asked them to tell us how effortful the task was. So we asked them in questionnaire, and they actually said that they tried hard and it actually took more effort for them. So they actually reported, this was effortful for me to do. I found the task very hard, whereas positive thinkers didn't really say that the task was hard or easy. So these negative thinkers reported that, and what we also saw in the brain, even before the picture came up, when we gave them the instruction, okay, now when you see this next picture, try to think on the bright side, we already saw that they were kind of getting ready and trying to put effort in ahead of time, but that effort, even though they were trying, actually backfired, and they ended up doing worse.
Huh. Have you ever wondered if you conversely showed people positive images and asked them to think of negative outcomes?
Yeah, people are really interested in how the brain does both things, looks on the bright side, and then can you actually look on the more negative side, especially we're doing some research looking at people who are more psychopathic, let's say, who have difficulties with emotions, and we want to actually see, can they look on the negative side to create some empathy? So we are trying to sort these things out between different types of people.
I'm sure you try to keep an open mind before you enter any study like this, but were you surprised at all about the results?
We were. We very much expected that the positive thinkers coming in would show a really nice, strong, calming effect on the brain when we asked them to look on the bright side. That was something we expected to happen. What we didn't really expect to happen was that we would see this backfiring effect in the worriers. We figured that maybe they wouldn't show as big of a calming effect as the positive thinkers, but we really didn't expect that they would have this backfiring, even larger emotional response.
Were there any aha moments?
I think the aha moment for me was when we really started putting everything together. So these different questionnaires about how much effort they put in and looking at the brain activity. And then when we really saw the brain activity even before the picture came on, we put all of those pieces together and it really seemed to tell a story where these folks, these worriers in particular, were really trying hard. But when they were trying and they saw this picture and the picture came up and they were trying to look on the bright side, I think they really were saying, I can't do this. This, I never think this way. This is extremely hard. Or they were thinking, ah, I don't believe that for a minute. I can't look on the bright side. This woman is going to get hurt.
Interesting. Jason Moser is an assistant professor of psychology here at Michigan State University. He's conducted a recent study looking at how brain functions differ between optimistic and pessimistic people. Does this suggest then, Jason, that being – and it sounds as if that being an optimist or pessimist is just kind of hardwired into our brains and can't be changed.
Yeah, that's what
– Is some that part of the takeaway here?
That's what some people take away, and I think, you know, it's tough doing brain science sort of stuff because I think the automatic conclusion is, well, if it's in your brain, then it means we can't change it or that it's hardwired. And I think that's we got to tread lightly there because we know the brain changes over time. We know the brain is kind of always changing. Even when you're doing something pretty mundane, your brain is kind of adapting to the situation. So I think what these results really say to us is that we can appreciate in a different way, kind of in a more objective way, rather than just asking people who are positive and negative, how do you feel? We can see into their brains and see in a more objective way what it's like for them and appreciate what the process is really like rather than just asking them.
Is what you learned in your study of real value to a clinician?
We hope so, that long term, that these results – in the short term, I think they are valuable in saying if there are clinicians out there who are saying, well, look on the bright side. Let's try to train Mr. or Mrs. Worrier or Mr. and Ms. Worrier to look on the bright side. I think this really tells them that this is going to be a tall order for them, that mm-hmm. this is not something that they're going to easily practice. We've actually tried to practice in worriers doing this in the lab, and they don't take to it so quickly. And so I think for clinicians to think that you can have them look on the bright side, it's going to be a long haul, and perhaps taking different tacks instead that's out there in the research with worriers, for instance, trying to get them to focus more on the present moment. So be mindful, and mindful meditation is coming out more as a popular thing for worry, which is you just really try to stay in the present moment. Worry is so much about this future-oriented thinking, and you're not really with the other person you're with or doing what you're really doing. You're kind of off somewhere else in the future land about what bad might happen. Mm-hmm. So trying to focus people in on the present moment is something that we're really trying to help people do.
What motivated you to go down this road with this study?
Really the lack of research that was out there for something that we thought was a pretty intuitive and basic question, which was, you know, what does the brain activity look like of positive and negative thinkers? We really don't have much out there in the research to tell us, so we felt like it was a real big gap because of what we kind of hear every day to day about positive and negative thinkers, how they must be so different. But we really didn't have any biological evidence for that. And we have this lay contention that everybody should just try to look on the bright side, but we didn't have any real brain data to suggest what is looking on the bright side look like, especially in these different types of people. So we thought it was a huge, you know, open question that we wanted to address.
Do you ever project your own individual tendencies into what you're studying, into a project like this?
Yeah, absolutely, because I study anxiety and worry and different patterns of thinking, and this is something that no matter if you're a patient or a test taker or anybody going through a bad day, we all have moments where we worry and we think negatively. And so and then lots of times when we think positively. So I'm always thinking, you know, what implications does this research and these findings even have for my own life?
Yeah. You've got another project, other research going on in your lab called Minds Attitude and the Minds Attitude in Parenting Project. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the MAP project, as we call it, is looking at patterns of thinking, the way kids actually, we're looking at little kids between the ages of 5 and 8, so really young kids, trying to understand the way that they think and how the brain activity that we measure can help us understand how little kids think about themselves in particular, how they think about their own knowledge and their own intelligence, and how parenting also affects that. So we're looking at their pattern of thinking and how that relates to brain activity, as well as what the parents think about their own knowledge and how they talk about knowledge and knowing things in their children.
Very interesting. Jason Moser is an MSU assistant professor in psychology, and his recent study looked at how brain functions differ between optimistic and pessimistic people. Jason, thanks for joining us today. Good luck.
Thanks again.